Baba Sakar Murli, 26 December 2022. Essence, sweet children, never stop studying because of sulking with one another. To stop studying means to leave the father. Question, what is the reason for service not growing? Answer, when there is a difference of opinion among you, service doesn't grow. Some children stop studying because of a difference of opinion. Baba cautions you, children, don't have any conflict with one another. Don't listen to gossip. Only listen to the one father. Give your news to the father and he will give you directions to become 16 celestial degrees full. Question, what is the first and main reason why you stop studying? Answer, the sickness of name and form. When you become trapped in the name and form of a bodily being, you don't feel like studying. Maya defeats you in this respect. This is a very big obstacle. Om Shanti. You children sitting here have the faith in your hearts that the unlimited Father has come and that He is giving us the unlimited inheritance. You are personally sitting in front of Him. You know that He is the Father of all souls. He explains to you through this body. He explains to you in the same way every cycle and gives you your inheritance. No one else can give you this knowledge. Baba explains, you mustn't ever remember bodily beings. The five elements are called evil spirits. Therefore, you mustn't remember the bodies made of the five elements. Although Maya causes many obstacles, you mustn't be defeated. Let this remain in your intellects. I belong to one Baba and none other. You shouldn't even love the body of this Baba. If you love anyone's body, you get stuck to it. Baba knows that some males have such deep friendship with one another that they become trapped in each other's name and form. They have so much love for one another that they even forget Shiv Baba. Even two Kumaris have so much love for one another that it is as though they are lovers. No matter how much knowledge you explain to them, Maya doesn't leave them alone because they oppose God's directions. Although they take knowledge, their stages continue to fluctuate. The sins that should be burnt away with yoga don't burn. There are many like that, but Baba doesn't mention any names. Secondly, Baba says, you must never stop studying. Although you may not get on with a Brahmin teacher and your heart is distant, you must definitely continue to study. Continue to give Baba your news. Eventually, Baba will end difference of opinion. Because of some difference of opinion, many children ruin everything for themselves and stop studying. You mustn't stop studying under any circumstances. Many fall in this way. Baba cautions you, children, you mustn't listen to gossip from anyone. Only listen to the one father. There are many children who have the illness of body consciousness and die through this disease. You children are given the order. Constantly remember the father and continue to praise him alone. Shiv Baba alone makes the iron-aged impure world pure and elevated. Baba is concerned for the children that perhaps Maya will kill the children or make them ill. When children don't send their news, I understand that they have been slapped very hard by Maya. This is why everything is explained in the Murli. If they don't have it in their fortune, they become engaged in their own business. Some become trapped in the name and form of one another in such a way that it is as though they are lovers and beloved. Then they don't even remember Mama or Baba. They continue to remember each other. It is Maya who creates all these obstacles. If they don't have it in their fortune, no matter how much Baba tells them not to speak of wasteful things, they will still continue to do so. On the path of ignorance, some write their biographies. We don't have to write our biographies. We mustn't remember anyone except Baba. When Nehru died, people remembered him so much. If you also remember in the same way, what is the difference between them and you? A lot of understanding is required on the path of knowledge. Until you have yoga with Shiv Baba, the locks of your intellect will not open. You are then unable to do service and your status is destroyed. This is why Baba continues to caution you that if there is any difference of opinion, write to Baba about it. Not everyone has become 16 celestial degrees full. Some are still weak. They would be making mistakes. Sensible children would instantly write their news. When some see that another person has anger in her, their hearts are removed from that person and then they stay at home. Sometimes a Brahmin teacher also tells them, you mustn't come to this center. You have to give service news to Baba. Baba would be pleased that the children are giving him their service news. Baba, today I explained to so-and-so and asked him what his relation with the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul is. Baba gives you the inheritance of heaven. He also gave it 5,000 years ago. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is placed here. Baba continues to explain that if any of you see that there is disservice taking place due to some reason, you should immediately give that news to Baba. Not everyone has become complete. You children have to explain everything. The father says, I reveal myself to the children. How could I be personally in front of many children who don't even know me? I tell the children, sweet children, follow Srimad, make effort and make your lives elevated. You are going to become the masters of the whole world. The more you remember me, the higher the status you will receive. There is no question of expense in this. This is just an education. Those who have it in their fortune become very strong. Maya is such that even those who were here for 6 to 8 years are no longer here. They are not sulking with the father, but with their Brahmin teacher. Baba is sitting here. If you sulk with Shiv Baba, you leave him. How would you be able to listen to the Murlis without Baba? Secondly, when someone has a part going into trance, they sometimes say, Mama came in so and so, or Baba came in so and so. That too is Maya. You have to move along very cautiously. You have to understand from the way a person speaks. Some have an evil spirit of Maya in them, and then they say Shiv Baba has come and is speaking the Murli. It is Maya who creates all of those obstacles. Many become traitors. Many deceive Baba in this way. You have to protect yourself from all those things. You have to pay full attention to studying. Otherwise, Maya will distress you a great deal. Many storms will come. Herbalists say that the sickness will first erupt, but you mustn't be afraid. Baba explains that while you are moving along, Maya pokes you in such a way that she makes you forget Baba. She will try hard to defeat you. Your battles is with Ravan, the five vices. The more you remember Baba, the more your sins will be absolved. those who conquer Maya will conquer the world. However, this is not a question of physical war. Only when you have the power of yoga can you receive the sovereignty of the world. At this time, there is the power of yoga and also physical power. If all Christians were to come together, they could become the masters of the world. They have that much power. However, that isn't the law. There is the story of the two cats that were fighting. Look how Krishna is portrayed holding the globe in his hands. Your remembrance should remain all the time. You mustn't stop studying for any reason. There will definitely be obstacles. Maya is such that she scalps you and gives you heart failure. Therefore, the father says, forget everything else and constantly remember me alone. By remembering the seed, you will also remember the tree. While living at home with your families, take this course. Devotees wake up early in the morning and perform their worship. At Kashi, they have made small alcoves. Each one sits in an alcove and chants, Vishwanath Ganga, the Lord of the world who brings the Ganges. But they don't know anything. They simply say that God is omnipresent. They call themselves those who have yoga with the elements and the Brahma element. This Baba has experienced everything. That one sits in this one's chariot and says, renounce all of that. They have made everything into toys. They have made toys of Vishnu, Shankar, Krishna, and they sit and worship them. They don't know any one of them, and yet they spend a lot of money worshipping them. They make stone idols and decorate them. The wealthy even put jewelry on idols. You know that whatever they do, with that deep love on the path of devotion, I give them the fruit of that. In their next birth, they become good devotees. If someone donates wealth, he takes birth in a wealthy family. If someone donates a great deal, he takes birth in a royal family. Nevertheless, there isn't happiness for the whole time in this world. This is why sannyasis don't believe in happiness. They believe it is like the droppings of a crow. Therefore, how could they teach you Raj Yoga? No one apart from the unlimited father can make you into a master of the whole world. The father is now personally explaining to you children. I have come once again to teach you Raj Yoga. I have entered Krishna at the end of his 84th birth and named him Brahma. I definitely need Brahma and also Prajapita Brahma in whom I can enter and come here. How else could I come here? This is the chariot that is fixed for me. I enter him every cycle. It is written that establishment takes place through Brahma. Of what? Of the land of Vishnu. You are now making Bharat into the land of Vishnu. Others don't understand that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has a part. They celebrate the birthday of Krishna. It is the Father who changes hell into heaven. Those who become Brahmins and make full effort will become deities from Brahmins. It is remembered that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, establishes three religions, Brahmin, Sun Dynasty, and Moon Dynasty. There, for two ages, there is just one religion. There is no other religion. However, look how many religions there are in the other two ages. You children should pay full attention to studying. Otherwise, you will have to cry a great deal. The tribunal will sit for for everyone. They will show you, these are the sins you committed. That is why I tell you a great deal not to commit any sin, but to become a charitable soul. If you commit sin, you accumulate 100-fold punishment. If, after belonging to me, you indulge in vice, or if you disobey the Father's Srimad, a lot of punishment will be accumulated for you. That punishment is very severe. The Father says, I am the resident of the Supreme Abode. I come here into this old world and give you your inheritance. In spite of that, you continue to defame my name. This is why it is said that those who defame the Sadguru cannot claim a high status in the Sun Dynasty clan. They fall. They make a vow, I will live as your obedient child. They even write this in blood. They even promise the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, that they will become his children and claim their full inheritance from him. However, Maya is such that they are no longer here today. If, after making a promise, you become impure, you become deceived a great deal. That is, disobeying God, is it not? Baba continues to explain everything with signals. Maya will distress you a great deal. Otherwise, why would there be a battle? To become a master of the world is no small matter. You mustn't make mistakes. You mustn't stop studying at all. Take advice from Baba, and then he is responsible. People make so much effort to study. They work very hard at the time of their examinations. As you make further progress and you see that the time is very close, you will also busy yourself in studying day and night. That time is now going to come very soon. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to the spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. Don't speak about wasteful things with one another. You must never come into any conflict of opinion. Never stop studying under any circumstances. Second, never disobey Baba. After making a promise, keep it firm forever. Always have an interest in doing service. Blessing, may you become a world transformer and transform your own sanskars by experimenting with the power of yoga at the appropriate time. Just as you are capable of having yoga and conducting yoga, in the same way, become just as capable in experimenting with yoga. First of all, experiment with the power of yoga on your sanskars, because your elevated sanskars are the foundation for the creation of the elevated world. So, check, is any sanskar deceiving me at any time? No matter what the situation, person or atmosphere may be, do not alter your elevated sanskars or make them ordinary or wasteful. Those who transform their own sanskars become instruments to transform the world. Slogan: in order to claim a number ahead, make your nature easy and your effort full of attention. Om Shanti.